Welcome to the Menagerie of Enlightenment. Today, we are going to talk about the famous Norwegian painter, Edvard Munch. Known for his iconic painting, The Scream, Edvard Munch was a Norwegian painter who followed the Expressionist movement. According to edvardmunch.org, most of his works were referred to as the style of symbolism, as most of his paintings showed the internal rather than external view of objects. Moreover, most of his paintings showed strong mental anguish. This was due to his upbringing and his early exposure to death at a young age. He was born in Norway in 1863 and in the city of Christiania, former name of Oslo. Munch's mother died from tuberculosis when he was 5 years old, and his sister followed soon after with tuberculosis when he was 14 years old. In addition to this, Munch's father suffered from mental illness, and this affected the way Munch was raised. Due to this, Munch had a lot of repressed emotions as he was growing up. As he got older, Munch did not receive any type of formal education in art, but he was taught art by a circle of writers and artists in Christiania called Christiania Bohemi. They taught him the idea of natural aesthetics in art, and he learned a lot from Christian Krohg, an older painter. In 1889, he left Christiania and decided to take a trip to Paris, where he met some post-impressionist painters that showed him a different way to create art. He met post-impressionist painters like Paul Gauguin and Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec, who taught him more about Impressionism's unique art strokes. But he was more interested in learning Gauguin's use of the bounding line and the synthesis artists' use of inner vision in their paintings. In addition to this, Munch's friend, who was a Danish poet, introduced him to French decadent symbolist poetry, which added an element of sexuality into his profound philosophy of art. After receiving some education and exposure to different types of artworks, Munch eventually went on to create his own original style artwork in 1892. He started using the flowing use of lines to express psychological meaning. His artwork mainly showed the central themes of love and death. According to MoMA, this can be seen in the darker colors, blocks of colors, and contrasting lines. Between 1893 to 1910, he created two painted versions and two pastel versions of the Scream painting. According to MoMA, Munch got the idea for the Scream when he was out walking at sunset and, quote, heard the enormous infinite scream of nature, unquote. According to Britannica, Munch made other paintings during that period too, and eventually created 22 pieces of artwork that he exhibited in 1902 in Berlin under the title Frieze of Life. Although the frieze paintings drew deeply on personal experience, the themes are universal, as it shows the human experience of life and death. Entwined with nature, the paintings show a narrative in love's awakening, blossoming, withering, and death. It's about the, quote, human experience of the great elemental forces of nature, unquote. The three paintings, The Voice, which is in 1893, The Kiss, which was created in 1892, and Madonna, which was created between the year 1894 to 1895, shows the different stages of love, where the kiss depicts the beginning and Madonna marks the end. In addition to the different stages of love, Munch showed the suffering caused by love, as seen in his paintings, Melancholy, which was created in the circa area of 1892 to 1893, and Jealousy, which was created between 1894 to 1895. These paintings, and Death in the Sick Room, which was created in 1893 to 1895, show isolation, loneliness, and death. Based on his personal experiences, these paintings show parts of his life to others. According to Arthur Lobel from the Smithsonian Magazine, Death in the Sick Room recalls the death of his sister Sophie, who died in 1887 at the age of 15. The Smithsonian Magazine states that, quote, he adopted the bold graphic outlines of Van Gogh, Gauguin, and Toulouse-Lautrec. In it, he and his sisters loom in the foreground, while his aunt and praying father attend to the dying girl, who is obscured by her chair. Unquote. In the painting, Munch shows his emotions with the bold outlines and the way he draws the viewer's eye to the empty bed and non-effective medicines in the space between him and his dying sister, Sophie. Another two paintings that depict the theme of love are based on Munch's love affair with a woman, Empire, which was created between 1893 and 1894, and Ashes, which was created in 1894, was inspired by his affair with the wife of a distant cousin when he was 21. They will meet in the woods for their dalliance. Their relationship caused him happiness when they were together and utter torment when they broke up. According to Arthur Lowell, Ashes shows a woman that looks like his ex-girlfriend, Minnie Thurlow, who, quote, confronts the viewer, her white dress unbuttoned to reveal a red slip, her hand raised to the side of her head while the distraught lover holds his head in his hands, unquote. Even though he gained success in his paintings, Munch still felt unhappy, as his most well-liked paintings depicted his most recent and disastrous love affair with his muse, Tula Larsen, and it was also the inspiration for his other more recent artwork in the Frieze collection. In 1898, Munch met Tula Larsen. She was a wealthy heiress of Christiana's leading wine merchant. Tula Larsen, who was unmarried and 29 at the time, expressed interest in Munch and pursued him. But Munch was not interested in her and tried to reject her advances. Larsen kept pursuing Munch until he succumbed to her advances and begrudgingly began an affair with her. He memorialized their relationship in the painting The Dance of Life, which was created between 1899 to 1900, where she appears as both a golden-haired benevolent being and a frowning woman in a black dress on opposite sides of the painting, while a man with a vacant expression on his face and a woman in a red dress who looks like Millie dance stiffly in the middle. After running away from Larsen and ending their impending marriage in 1902, he went to Berlin to do his Frieze exhibition. But in the summer, he went back to the cottage where Larsen gave him a wedding chest so that they could get married. There he drank heavily and began brawling in public. His drinking problem got so bad that in 1908, he collapsed in Copenhagen and suffered a nervous breakdown. With his friend's suggestion, he checked himself into a private sanitarium. In 1909, He left the sanitarium and started producing brighter and more positive paintings, like the murals for the Assembly Hall in Oslo University, and he grew famous. In order to gain some privacy and solitude, he purchased an 11-acre estate called Ig Ye in 1916. It lay just outside the city of Oslo. As time went on, he spent the remainder of his days creating art in peace and solitude. According to edwardmunch.org, Munch passed away in 1944. After he died, he donated all of his works to the Norwegian government. The website states that, quote, a total of 15,400 prints were donated, 4,500 drawings and watercolor art was donated, and 6 sculptures which Edvard had created were all turned over to the Oslo government, unquote. Many of his works can be seen in the National Gallery of Oslo and continue to inspire modern-day artists while showing the ever-present themes of love and death. I've come to the end of my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. See you next time.